Vayter in Shas and Daf Tez Zayin, picking up on Tez Vav on base by the bottom of the page, right in the middle, Rabbi Akiva Allah. And that is the next and last one of the four that went up. So he says, Rabbi Akiva Allah, B'shalom, V'yad B'shalom. He went into Pardes, he went up and he came down, B'shalom. Again, Pardes, Pshat, Remez, Drush, Sod, all the depths of the Torah to understand really what's going down, and entered into a location where it was quite dangerous. So we saw that one died, one lost their mind, one went off the Derech, and Rabbi Akiva survived. V'olav HaKasav over him, the Pasuk says, draw me, we will run after you. Even Rabbi Akiva the Malachim wanted to go out and get rid of, they want to take care of him. He is roi to use my honor. In other words, he's such a chashva person, you better leave him alone. Beep, turn the page, design. My Darish, what did Rabbi Akiva Darshan to make sure that he was going to survive? Rashi says, how do you know where the Shechina was? To know not to look over there. Rashi says another one, Inami, Shlo Tal Kamushatal Acher, and like, didn't make the mistake that Acher made. She learned from the Pasuk, it says that she came with Rivavos Kodesh. Kodesh meaning holy things, talking about Malachim. Rivavos means myriads, tens of thousands. So he said, Os. Who berivava shalo os? This concept of the ve'asa is like the word os, like a sign. If you want to know a sign of where Hashem is going to be, we're going to have all those angels there. So he didn't look in that area. For Rabbi Avoh Amar, he says dagul mervava husach vayehi. What's dagul mervava? That again, the concept is darshan dugma hu berivava. It's a dugma, it's being something which is an example or represented through the Revava, through when you have the myriads of angels. Reishalkish Amar, Reishalkish says, Hashem Tzavakos Shemo, Hashem Tzavakos, meaning he's coming with a whole group of Malachim. Adonu B'Tzavah Shalom, he is the master of his Tzavah, of his army. Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, he says, well, this is by Eliyahu Navi, he said to Eliyahu Navi, that lo b'ruach Hashem, v'achar ruach ra'ash, Hashem is not in the wind, and after the wind came a earthquake. Lo barash Hashem Hashem's not in the earthquake. V'achar rash ish came fire. Lo ba'ish Hashem Hashem's not in the ish. V'achar ish called to mamadaka. There was a very thin sound. V'hine Hashem over, and that was Hashem that was coming. And again, he knew when these things were happening not to look in that direction, not to stare. Tanu Rabban, that's how we survived. Okay, next. Tanu Rabban, and Shisha Devar, remember we said in 16 that we said about Shadim, about demons. Shosha Kamalcha Yesharis, Shosha Kamalcha Yadim. Three things that are like you, of Malachim, and three things are like people. Shlosha Kamalcha Yesharis, Yishlam Kenafayim Kamalcha Yesharis. They have wings like Malachim. Vitosin, Misofa Olam, Be'at Sofa Kamalcha Yesharis, and they can fly from one end of the world to the other, like the Malachi Hashares. Ve'yodin Masha Asid Lios Malachi Hashares, they know what's going to be, like in the future, like the Malachim. Yodim Sagadach, what do you think they really know? Like they have a way of knowing things, they just know? Ella Shomin Me'achar Pargud Kamalachi Hashares, they hear from behind the curtain. Which means that's where Hashem is, you know, a lot of stuff is going down, and they hear what's happening, that's how they know. It's not that they know themselves, they hear, and that's how they know. U'shoshuk B'nei Adam, three things like B'nei Adam, Ochum B'shoshuk B'nei Adam, eating, they drink like people. Parim V'rabim K'bnei Adam, they have relationships like B'nei Adam, in other words, they have children. U'mesim K'bnei Adam, and they die like people. Shisha Devar B'nei Adam, there are six things said about people. Shloshik Malach Hasharis, three things were like Malachim. Shloshik Behemoth, three things were like animals. Shloshik Malach Hasharis were like the Malach Hasharis. Yeshlem Das Malach Hasharis. Human beings, they have Das, they have knowledge, understanding, like Malach Hasharis, like angels. Umahalchim become a Zakufik Malach Hasharis. We walk straight up, as opposed to animals like on all fours. Umasapim Malachan Kodesh Malach Hasharis, and we speak with Malachan Kodesh. Mefarshim says enough to Dafkim Malachan Kodesh, but we speak like Malach Hasharis. Shloshik Behemoth, three things were compared to animals. Ochim Shloshik Behemoth, eat and drink like animals. We have children like animals. And what's in rare kabahima, and we use the bathroom like them. Okay, next part of the mission says, Kol Mistaka Bidala Devarim. Anyone who looks at these four things, Rosso Shalom Baliolam, it would have been better for him not to even come into the world in the first place. What's above, what's below, what's before, and what's after. Bishlam Malamalamalamata Malachar Lachayai. Okay, I understand what it means when it says, what's above, beyond our scope of understanding. Malamata, what's below, what's after, what's going to be. And, but Elohim, in terms of what was before, Madavahava, whatever happened, happened. What's the big deal if we know what happened previous to what's happening now? Abiyachim Relazadamar Tamar, they say both things. Of the following. A king says to his servants, Benuli Paltrin Gedolin Al Ashba, build me up a tremendous palace on a garbage, on a a garbage dump. Holchu banulo, they went ahead and they built it for him. Ein ritzono shel melech lahaskir shem ashpa. Hashem doesn't want any more to talk about what it was that it was built upon. What does this mean? Silamar Shah actually explains what this means is that to go ahead and speak about what happened before the world was created, there's no way of you ever knowing what that is. Since there's no way of you ever really knowing, you're going to say something which is going to be actually wrong. It's going to be Kilu, he said it like it was came from a garbage dump, and therefore we don't speak about such a thing. There's no way of actually knowing. Next, Kol Shelo Chas Al Kavod HaKohanim, anyone who's not honor, who doesn't honor Hashem's, who's not merciful, you don't properly respect the covet of Hashem, it's better not to come to the world. Maihi, what are we talking about? Rabbi Omer, Rabbi Abba Omer, he says, someone who looks at a rainbow. Rav Yosef Omer, over Avera, someone does an Avera in private. Mistakel Bekeshes, what's this talking about? The Chsiv, the Pasuk says, Kemar Ea Keshes, Ashiye Ba'anan, Bioma Geshem, Kein Mar E Hanoga Saviv, who marries the Muskvod Hashem. The Pasuk. Found in Yecheskel, like that which the rainbow looks like, that would be in a cloud on a rainy day, that was how it appeared, it was so beautiful all around, the Noga, the appearance, who mires the Muskvot Hashem, it was an appearance of the honor of Hashem. So we have a certain connection there with the honor of Hashem himself, so you're not supposed to look directly at it. Rav Yosef Amar, you're not supposed to stare at it. Rav Yosef Amar says that over Avera B'Seser, it's someone who goes ahead and they're being an Avera B'Seser privately. That's something that's not chos on the honor of Hashem. Kir de Rabbi Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak said, Dom Rav Yitzchak, call over Avera B'Seser, and who does an Avera privately, Kilu Dochik Ragle Shechina, it's like you pushed away the legs of the Shechina. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Kol Amar Hashem, Hashemayim Kisiva Aratzadim Raglai. So Hashem, the heavens are my throne, and the ground and the earth is my footrest. So you're pushing it away when you're doing it in the ground. Ain't is it really true that if someone goes as Naver B'Seser, it's so bad? If I'm Rabbi Eloyah Azokin, says, Imroa Adam, Shiitzor, Lizgabarlov, if a person sees Yitzhahar is coming to get him, Yelich Lamakam Shane Makiran, so go to a place where they don't recognize you. Vyublash Shchor, Visatav Shchor, put on black and cover yourself in black. Vyasem Ma Shaliba Chavit, do whatever your heart desires. Val Yitzchalel, Al Yichal Shem Shemaim Professor, and Dobim Machal Shem Shemaim in public. Right? Seemingly, what it's pointing out over here is it's saying is that, like, if you're going to do an Avera over here, so at least do it in a place where nobody knows you, which means do it in secret. Before it says, don't do it, doing it in secret is pushing away. Now it's saying, do it in secret. It says, Gemara Lokasha. Ha, the Matzi Kayafle Yitzray. The case of Yosef, where he says that doing that it's worse to do it in private than in public, that's talking about when you could have pushed away your Yitzhar and not done the thing and you did it anyway, then you're pushing away Hashem's feet. Ha, the Lo Matzi Kayafle Yitzray. This is where you saw you're not able to stop it, so therefore you go and you do all these steps, and it's better to do it in private than to do it in public. Obviously, the whole goal is not to do it. No one's saying you should do what your heart desires. Some of Farshim explained that, what does that mean, your heart desires? That means that you don't want to do it in the first place. That's your real desire. But you have this other desire that's overcoming you right now. Put on the black, we'll go to another place, and hopefully in the meantime, you're going to be able to come to your senses and not do the Avera. Anyone who looks at these three things, his eyes will be weakened. Anyone who looks at a rainbow, mistakel is a lashon of not just to see it, but to actually pay attention and focus on it. Someone who focuses and takes time to look at a rainbow, looks at a nasi, a chosh of a person, a prince of a kohanim, and a kohanim, that is going to be bad news. The rainbow, etc. Like we said, and it says, who married the muskvod of Hashem? That's a mara of the dmusav of Hashem, of the covenant of Hashem, so don't look at it. But Nasi, the Chsev Zapasak says, V'nasata mehodcha, a love, and you should give from your greatness to Yehoshua. It means that Moshe Rabbeinu, who got his glow from Hashem, he's now passing on to Yehoshua, and therefore you're not supposed to look right at him. So I'm looking at the Kohanim, it's going to be bad for your eyes. B'zman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, it's talking about, Sha'onim al-duchanan, u'mevorchan es Hashem, b'shem ha-mefarsh, and we're saying Hashem, b'shem ha-mefarsh, and therefore you don't again look at their hands, because that's where the fingertips is where Hashem's covenant rests. Darish Viter, Darish Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Nechemia, Meturgim, the Reish Lakish, Maidach Sivarim, it says in the Pasuk, Al Tamina Berea, Al Tiftachu Baluf. Don't trust a friend and don't rely on an official. Im Yomer Lecha Yetzahara of the Yetzahara, because it says Rea, but it's spelled Ra, Bera. So it means Im Yomer Lecha Yetzahara, Chatova, Kodesh Bochamocha, do a sin, do an Aver, and Hashem is going to forgive you, Al Tam, and don't believe him. Ve'ein Rea, Ella Yetzirah. This is talking about Yetzirah. Shenemar kol Yetzir leva adam ki Yetzir leva adam ra minorav. So it's talking about the Yetzirah. Vein aluf Ella Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar the pasuk says aluf neorai ata, that you, referencing Hashem, are the master of my youth. Shema tomer me may it be. Maybe going to say, what's the big deal? I'm doing a vera and my mechadri chadarim. Who's going to see? Who's going to know? Avne beso, the stones of your of the person's house, v'koros beso, and the beams of the house shall adam he meidimbo. They're going to come and testify against him. Shenemar ki even mikir tizok, it's going to scream out v'kafis me'etz anenu, like the beams are going to come and they're going to speak up. So they're going to get busted. They say nishmasal shaladam meidubah, the neshama person is going to be made on them. Shenemar the pasuk says mishocheves chikecha shemor pischei pikecha picha, guard the doors of your mouth from the one who lies in your chik. Who lies in the chik, in the bosom of a person? Have you ever neshama? This is the neshama. Rabbi Zrika and Rabbi Zrika said, "Shnei malachim asher malavim." So the two malachim that malava us, that escorted us, hey, me and Bo, they're going to testify. Shnei rakim malachim itzavalach lishmachah b'chodor achecha. We have malachim that are walking with us, and they're going to guard us. V'yesham, some say a varov shel adam eidim, but just all of our limbs are going to testify. Shnei ratem eidai neum Hashem ba'ani kel, that you're the witnesses and I'm the God. So we have to be very, very careful what we do, my friends. Check ourselves before we wreck ourselves, because there's going to be a testimony against us. Zok the next. Heilige Mishnah. Yosef, as it changes to. Yosef ben Yoezer Omer. Shalom Litzmoch. We have something called Smicha. Smicha is when you push down on the animal. It's part of the process which is done. And one of them is on the carpet, on the Chagiga that we do. And there's a machlokas whether or not you can do this on Yontiv. Yosef ben Yoezer Omer. Shalom Litzmoch. You don't do Smicha. Yosef ben Yochanan Omer. Litzmoch. Yoshua ben Brachi Omer. Shalom Litzmoch. Nitar Bali Omer. Litzmoch. Yudah Metabi Omer. Shalom Litzmoch. Shimon ben Shetach Omer. Litzmoch. Shmaya Omer. Lismoch, I'm telling you, Shalom Lismoch. Hillel and Menachem lo nechluku. Menachem was the bar plukta, or the one who was partners with Hillel, and lo nechluku. Yotza Menachem, when he left, we'll see what that means. Nichna Shammai, Shammai entered in, and Shammai Omer, Shalom Lismoch, not to be somech. Hillel Omer, Lismoch, he says, you should do smicha. Okay, so we see these machlokas, the first three opinions that we brought down of the partners over here said not to do smicha. They say lo lismoch, and then their counterparts say lismoch, and the other ones do the opposite. Okay, beep, turn the page. Test Zion Amud Beis. Rishonim hayu nesiim b'shniim lehem av beisin. The Rishonim mentioned in all the pairs over here, Rashi says Husker Rishon b'chol zug v'zug, they're nesiim, and Nasi is in the higher level, and under them are the av beisin that's below them. Tanu Rabbanan shloshim mizugos harishonim shalmu shalolismoch. The first three that said not to be some, not to do smicha. Shnayim mizugos harchonu shalmu lismoch. They said to do smicha. They were hayu nesiim. They were the nesiim. Ushniyam lahem avos beizim, and the second ones to them are the av beizim. Divrei Rabbi Meir, as is written, as is what it is. The Chachamim, they say, no, that we do a little switcheroo. Yehuda ben Tabai, when it says Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shetach, actually those get flipped. Yehuda ben Tabai was the Av Beis Din, he's the number two man. Shimon ben Shetach, Nasi, he's the number one man. Mantan, another Gemara asks. So Mantan, Lahad, the Tana Rabbanu, who is the Tana, says the following. That Amar, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, Era ben Nechama, I would be, Anachama is a lesson of Shavua. Imlo harakti eid zomim. That if I didn't kill the eid zomim. So what happened was over here is that Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai came along, Yehuda ben Tabai, he came along and he had a eid zomim killed, even though it was only one eid zomim that was Mahuzam. Adam Zomim is in, we're going to learn a makos, a lot more detail, but it's, let's say, two people come to court and they testify something, and they have two other people come and testify, but the first ones that say there's no way you could have known that because you were with us in another place when you said that you saw the first case. So you have, you know, Bob and Mike walk in and say, we saw on Sunday that this guy did something. Then you have Shaquille and Maharaj walk in and say, how could you say that, Bob? You were, Bob and Mike, you were with us in another place that day. There's no way you could have said that. So what happens if only one of them gets zomimized? So then what's the din? The halacha is that what we do is that if let's say Mike and Bob say that Francesco killed someone, and they say what it was, and they do a whole Gemar Din, they do a whole shtickle, and it turns out that they testify, and the whole thing happens, and now we're going to go out and kill that guy. After that, but before they actually kill him, then it turns out that they were lying, then they get exactly the punishment they tried to give, they get killed. But if it turns out that he already gets killed, then they don't get punished, and if it wasn't yet the Gemar Din, they don't get killed either. and it has to be both of them. It's only one, then not. And we see over here the Yehuda Matabe went along and he took one testimony, one of the two witnesses, and he had him killed. So to do what? It was in order to go against the tzedukim who went against the kinds of the rule of the Torah that im zomim are not killed unless they already succeeded in killing this particular person. And we know it's not if they succeeded, but if it's before they succeed, they get busted. So Amar lo Shimon ben Shetach, Yehuda ben Tabbai did it. He had this guy killed. Shimon ben Shetach says, Ahira ben Chachamim lo shafach the dam naki. You did the wrong thing. You killed someone who shouldn't have been killed. Shari Amri Chachamim ain't Adam Zoman Erog and Achi Zomim Shteim. Both of them have to be Zomamized in order for you to do that. Vein Lokin Achi Zomim Shteim. They don't get Malkas, both of them get Zomamized. Vein Mishalim Maman Achi Zomim Shteim. Same thing. They don't pay unless they do Zomamized. Biad Kiba loves Yehuda ben Tabbai. He's like, whoa, Sheino Moda. He's not going to be more halacha unless it's in front of Shimon ben Shetach to make sure he doesn't make any mistakes. Kol yomav shel Yehuda ben Tabbai hayu mishtateach al kivu shel sarg, and the rest of his life, what he did is he went down to that guy's grave and he would bow down and ask forgiveness from this person. People heard voices. They thought it was the voice of the dead guy. It's my voice. Know that the next tomorrow this guy is going to die. I mean, he's talking about himself. In the future, he'll die. You won't hear the voice anymore. It's clearly to me. We're still in the middle of a shtickle over here, but let's keep going. How do you know it's a raya that even if the voice stops when he dies, that it's going to be that it's from that it really was from him and not from the dead guy? Maybe he was Mephias and when he went upstairs, Obadina Tave, or we already donned him in a way that he's going to make sure that, it was a judgment against him. That's why he stopped screaming. So there's no Rai over here. Okay, that's the Bryce. And now the government said, oh, money, who was this? Who was the one that was... Okay, Iyam at Bishlam, maybe you want to say it's going within Rabbi Meir, Amr Shimon ben Shetach, Av Bezdin... And we know it says Yehuda ben Tabbai was the man, and Shimon ben Shetach was the number two man. So then Yehuda Tabbai Nasi, Sahani to come Mori Halacha before Shimon ben Shetach. That's how we know he's able to be Mori Hora in front of his Rav, because, you know, the number one man above the number two man. Eliyahu and Rabbanan, if you want to see his Rabbanan, like the Rabbanan, Dami Yehuda ben Tabbai, Av Bezin, and Shimon ben Shetach is a Nasi, Av Bezin, if any Nasi, me Mori Halacha, did you do such a thing? So clearly it must be that this is going like Rabbi Meir. Says Gemara, lo, Lav Dafka, not a Raya. We could still say that it was going like the Chachamim. And then what's the shtick? Oh, my kibel Allah the Kamer, when he says he took upon himself not to do it. Litz Tarufe. Really, the reason why Yehuda ben Tabbai was able to do this is because Shimon ben Shetach wasn't in town. Really, is Yav Beis Din, he's the number two man, but he wasn't in town, so he was Marara. But now what he's saying is that I'm not even going to go even to use someone else to be able to go in Paskin to become the Rov. I'm not going to do such a thing unless Shimon ben Shetach is there. And then I'm willing to go forward with it. Period. Next. Yotze Menachem Nichas Shammai. Yotze Menachem left and Shammai came in. Alechen Yotze. Where'd he go? Abaye Omer Abaye says, Yotze L'tabus. He went off to a bad crowd. Rava Omer Rava says, nope. Yotze L'avod. This Amalek went to go work for the king. That's what he did. He went for the king. And then what happened? Shammai took over. Tanya Nam Yachem Bryce supports this. Yotze Menachem was Amalek. Yotze Yimosh Shmonim Zugos Tamidim. Levushim Sirkin. Sirikon. They went out wearing these rashes. Levush Bigdei Malchus. So he didn't go off the derech. He went in a way that he's going to work for the king, and then Shammai took over. I'm Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. The Olam Altei Shavus Kal Benechad. Never let a Durabanan a Shavus be Kal in your eyes. Make sure that you take it seriously. You know why? Sharei Smicha Einu Ela Mishum Shavus. Smicha pushing down the head of the animals is a Shavus. V'nechlu Kubal Gedolei Adorin. They have a Machlokas, a whole Machlokas about it. So make sure you take it seriously. He says Gemara Pshita. Obviously, what are you talking about over here? Pshita here means obviously this is the Rabbanan. What's the chiddush over here? What are you speaking up over here? What it means to tell us is that shvus mitzvah, that even though it's a mitzvah to do these type of things, still the Rabbanan was going to override. Isn't that amazing? It's just doing smicha is just the Rabbanan. Yet we have a mitzvah to do this. That's what it's coming to tell you. Says Gemara Hanami Pshita. Yeah, that's also obvious. We know this. There's an explicit mishnah in Beitza that tells us this concept that they're going to be usher because of shvus. So Rav Yochanan doesn't have to tell us this idea altogether. So what's he telling us? He says, no, lafuki manda amar besmicha gufa plige. There's a machlokes in Beitza and Daf Chaf about whether or not there's a mitzvah to do smicha in the first place. So lafuki manda amar besmicha gufa plige, it says that. Kamash Malan, the shvus who the pligiri. The machlokas here is about shvus, but we're working within the world that everybody says it's a mitzvah to do smicha altogether. We can learn from here that you have to do smicha. It's done with all your koch, all your strength. Because if you thought that you don't need to use all your strength, my ka avid, then what'd you do by putting your hand on the animal? You didn't do anything. But pushing it down, lismoch, right, just put your hand on it, lismoch. In a way where you're not pushing down. Must be the isser is because you're pushing it down between mishtamish and the animal, and that's the isser. In fact, the Gemara, really? May svei, we've embraced this as the following. Daber b'nei Yisrael, v'samach, tell the Jewish people to do smicha on the animal. B'nei Yisrael somchin, v'ein b'nos Yisrael somchos. Only b'nei Yisrael do it. The men do it, but the women don't do it. Only the men, not the women. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, and they say Benosi Yisrael Somchos Rishos. The Rishos are allowed if they want to. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Sachli Abba Elazar. Pamachas Ayolanu Egel Shel Zivchei Shlamim. Once we had an Egel, a cow of Zivchei Shlamim. Vavionu Vehavionu Lezus Nashim. We brought it Lezus Nashim. Besamcha Olav Nashim. The women did Smicha. Lo Mipnei Shes Smicha Benashim. Not because they have to do it. Elikadei Lasos Nachas Ruach Nashim. To give them Nachas Ruach to the women. Vizakatatach Smicha B'chol Kochabin. You have to do Smicha with all of your power. You're just going to go do an avoda on kachem because of that? You don't do such a thing. Must be. You don't need to do b'chol kocho. Ah, so what do you see over here? Pretty clearly against what we saw. Says Gemara, lo, the olam eim alecha b'inim b'chol kocho. You really do need b'chol kocho. Damelu afku yadaychu, and they tell them to put their hands on it in a very, the women did it in a very soft manner. Frak the Gemara, ihachi, that's the case, that all we're doing is like a nice little shtick of Torah, then lo mipnei shesmicha benashim. Shouldn't say because of smicha benashim. Typically, the ain't l'smicha klal. You should say that there was no smicha done at all there, so therefore it's not a problem. Rabbi chada od kamar. It was one and another saying, chada the less of the smicha klal. It's not smicha at all. V'od k'dei l'asos nachas ruach l'nashim. In order to go, it should be nachas ruach for the women. Amarav papa, shmami not, dad the masurin. Let's learn from here that stardom to do it on the side of the animal, this is considered something which is aser. If you want to say tzadim is mutter, then litzmocha rosha, let him just do smicha on the head. Because the head is the same as the sides, let him do it there. Elalav, shmaminot, tzadim asurin. It must be that tzadim are taka aser. Beep, turn the page. Yudzan amal, ravashi amar, filu tame at tzadim mutter. You can even say that tzadim is mutter. You're even allowed to do the sides of an amon yontif. And kol, the bahade gaba kagaba dami. But anything, it's on the same level as the back, is like the back itself. So the head is on that level, therefore it's going to be a problem also. It's going to be applying also over there as well. Okay, my friends, we're going to have to stop over here. Sorry about this, a bit rushed today. Just if you ever want to hear a story, remind me about the word flat tire, and you'll understand why it's been a little bit crazy. Okay, I wish all y'all a great, great day.